Okay, so let me try to explain this again. Whenever God reveals something, it takes a while to be able to even explain it. So, you're actually the portal, and you're the portal of the Holy Spirit speaking through your water vessel, right? To the world, right? And so the world groans waiting for the sons of God to appear, right? The whole creation. So that tells you when the sons of God start to appear on the scene, they're going to speak truth out into the world, the universe, the matrix, whatever. And so as they renew their mind, as they become new creatures in the inner man, as they see through the system game, and it's nothing but Babylon trying to keep you shut up in their little box. So when you unfold the box and show everybody that they've been in a box, their flesh mind, their culture lie, their bloodline lie, all that stuff is a lie, and it's a closed up box. They've been enclosed in a box through their belief system so long. You know, when I say belief systems, contrary to the truth, the absolute truth. And so as you speak the truth as a portal, you're the portal, and you change in the inner man, the outside world has to change. Doesn't matter how insignificant you think you are, if you speak truth out into the matrix, there's a spiritual reverberation that has to take place. It has to cause a vibration through the whole world, right? Even with China and North Korea enslaving their people, the more truth we speak, the more freedom we pass out there, we send out there, and we get people out of Babylon, you know? When the people have the power, to be honest with you, the leaders are very limited in their quantity, you know? The people have the power, and that's what they're trying to do, is take away your power, take away your individuality by the Spirit. Now, you're not individual to be evil. You're individual to give out pieces of the truth and proclaim Christ all over the world, right? So everybody is a piece of the pie. Everybody's a piece cut off. And so you're being cut back in because you're actually swimming in the Word. So if you're swimming in the Word and the Word is in you, and the universe is in tune with the Word, when you're in tune with the Word, you're in tune with the universe, you're in tune with God, you're one with all things. Now, what does that mean? That means what you speak, what you think, it reflects back. You're in a reflecting pond. And when you're in the flow with the Word, because like I say, you're a water vessel swimming in the Word. So when you're a child, they teach you how to speak words. Why? Words are important. Words reveal the whole. Because Jesus is the Word. Jesus spoke it all into existence. So your words, your heart, your mind are all spirit. Actually, everything is spirit. But it manifests in the natural as objects hitting your eye gate, hitting your ear gate, hitting your hand or your foot. You can touch it. And the word touch goes back to tag, T-A-G, tag, you're it. So when you were a child, you'd play tag. And so God is tagging you. He's hitting you. He's piercing you with object lessons in your life. Trouble, pain, whatever it is that you're going through. Everybody's been through trouble. There's nobody who's lived who hasn't been through trouble. Once you hit 35, you've been through a lot of trouble. And so everything that you go through is tag, you're it. So the hound of heaven is chasing you because you're actually eating and drinking of Christ, whether you're saved or not. It rains on the just and unjust. We live by Him. In Him we live and breathe and have our being. The only difference between the saved and the unsaved is the saved are going to be in eternal bliss, praising God. The unsaved are going to be in eternal hell, burning forever as a type and shadow of an offering a burnt offering, because Jesus was the burnt offering pointed back to Christ as an offering. So the ones who reject Christ are going to be burnt offerings forever, pointing back to Christ, our offering, our sacrifice, you know, the sacrificial lamb. The ones who are in heaven are going to be praising God forever as an offering. We throw our crowns down at his feet. So we give our offering by faith. He gives us gifts, we give back. The unsaved, they don't give an offering on earth. They just want to be self. But when they die and meet God at the great white throne judgment, he's going to show them that the truth is always here, and they rejected it. They were given the truth. And so they become an offering, a sweet-smelling offering, and the smoke of their torment rises forever. Why would it be a sweet-smelling offering, people burning in hell? Because it points back to Jesus being our offering. Jesus took on the sin of the whole world. But they rejected, so they have to go outside the camp and be burned. The Bible says the earth will be removed far from that great white throne judgment. And so they have to go outside the camp and be burned. And so that's why the Jewish temple was so important, because we go outside the camp and we take our trash out, we burn our trash or whatever outside the camp. And that's why you can't let a goat in your camp. The goat has to be on the outside. The Gentiles were on the outside of the camp. They couldn't join the camp of the Jews, right? Because they were not holy. They were not set apart. God called the nation Israel to be set apart. Now the Gentiles can be set apart by the power of the Holy Spirit. Once saved, always saved, sealed by the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 4:30, sealed until the day of redemption. So you can be saved because you have the Holy Spirit. You're set apart. And so we, as joint heirs, will be given an offering of praise and worship forever. The unsaved will be burning as a sweet-smelling offering forever, but each one points back to Christ. Each created being is either going to be in praise and worship, or they're going to be in gnashing of teeth, cursing God, but they're burning as an offering. Everybody's an offering, because Jesus is the archetype, fractal archetype, the offering of God. Everything is sacrificial, redemptive in this system. And this is why socialism never works, because people don't want to sacrifice, right? That's the issue. But if you're married, you're going to have to sacrifice. If you're on a job, you're going to have to sacrifice. If you want to learn a new subject, you're going to sacrifice. You want to learn how to program, you got to sacrifice. You want to learn how to be a doctor, you got to sacrifice. You want to invest in the stock market, you got to sacrifice. Everything's sacrifice. You got to clean your house, you got to sacrifice. Everything is sacrificial, redemptive. And then you notice after you clean your house, it gets dirty again. Why? Because we're still down here. Have you noticed the TV shows, The Flash saves everybody, but the next episode, oh no, it's the end of the world. But then The Flash saves everybody. The next episode, no, it's the end of the world. Then The Flash saves everybody. The next episode, oh, it's the end of the world. We're not going to make it. Then Flash saves everybody. You see what I'm saying? Superman, Flash, whoever. Whichever superhero, they come in and they save everything, right? They rescue everything. You see it on the job. There's like probably 10 people that everything's falling apart. Then there's this one that comes in. They call this one, and he comes in and he saves everybody. The people are going crazy at work, and everything's out of control, and they call somebody from home, and they come in, and they rescue everybody. It's not that these people couldn't do it. It's just part of the program. They don't understand leadership is sacrificial. They don't want to take that leadership role and sacrifice to keep the ship afloat. To keep the ship floating, somebody has to sacrifice. That's the way it is. That's what's happening. And it's happening all the time, everywhere. And so when I say you're a portal, as your inner man changes, the outside has to change. The character script has to rotate. As you become a new creature, if you want things to change in your life, if you want your world to change, you have to take and do the work on the inside. You have to look at yourself. But if you want to stay in the same old rut, the same old game, the same old insanity round the mountain, if you want to stay in that, then you can blame everybody else on the outside, or you can do the inner work on the inside and then watch things just supernaturally change, because as you change, the whole system around you has to change. That's what I'm getting at.